a lot going on around the world, you know.
Yeah, there is.
And so we thought, hey, who do we know that's a ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee? Why? That Adam Smith, congressman of the great state of Washington, one of our personal favorites. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie. Great to be back on.
So nice to have you again. Well, where do we start here? So obviously the big news yesterday, the Obama administration pulling all of the American diplomats out of Syria. What is your take on all of that?
I mean, Syria is headed into a civil war, and, you know, it doesn't look like the international community is in a position to stop it. I think the big thing right now is to try to get Russia and China to stop supporting Assad. I mean, if we could pull more support out from under him, it's possible that the elites in Syria would conclude that this is going to conclude what they should conclude, which is obvious, which is Assad's not going to last, and the sooner they make a transition, the less bloody it can be. But right now, Assad is continuing to get support from Russia and China to block any meaningful efforts to really put greater pressure on him to change.
Well, I mean, as you know, as we've talked about many times, it doesn't matter what this president does or, you know, what string of foreign policy successes he's had. You know, he's doing it the wrong way for the right wing or, you know, because he obviously has said, you know, it's a case-by-case basis because people are already saying, well, why aren't we intervening, you know, militarily like we did in Libya? And, you know, I think the president has had, as he said when he campaigned, Congressman, a really smart, tough but smart foreign policy.
Yeah, pragmatic and intelligent is always a good way to go if you can make it work. And I think the president has done that. And, yeah, way back when Libya was going on, I think the president made the right call on Libya. And people are saying, well, if we're doing it here, how come I'm not doing it elsewhere? Well, the simple answer to that is because every situation is different. And if you're going to lead in a complex and difficult world, you better understand that. There is no military option in Syria. We don't have the Arab League calling for it. We don't have the entire world supporting it. And we don't have a clear military objective. In Libya, half the country was already controlled by the rebel forces. We could clearly protect them. You don't have that same situation in Syria. Now, I think the president has, you know, at every turn, made the right decisions in difficult circumstances. And I can honestly say I've never in history seen a president who has been more roundly criticized for making successful, correct decisions by the opposition.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, I guess, you know, whatever he's for, they have to be against. But, you know, you would hope that some coherent policy would guide that criticism.
Right.
But it really doesn't.
But you're right. It would seem like foreign policy things like that, they always used to be exempt, Congressman. You know,
right.
I mean, it literally somehow, you know, killing bin Laden became a bad thing. I'm like,
right.
Huh?
Yeah, well, it's the classic thing. Well, we just didn't like the way he did it.
Yeah, right,
you know,
exactly.
Which is always the argument when you don't have anything. So I think the good news here is the president has laid out a clear foreign policy that seems to be working. And also, if you look at the polls, the public recognizes that.
Well, and I'm particularly enjoying listening to the people that got us into Iraq saying how we need to attack Iran immediately.
And I would say that's, you know, when you were kicking around, so everything's going on in the world, where should we start? Iran was where I, you know, would have wanted to start, because I am deeply concerned that, you know, this pressure to whatever Obama does is wrong and sort of a tendency to sort of not really recognize the consequences of military action is going to push too many people to say, well, we ought to just bomb them. I am deeply concerned about the fact that, you know, a number of people in this country are pushing us towards a decision that doesn't have to be made.
Well, and the president, as you say, once again, in his calm, sort of reasoned way in this TV interview, I'm sure you saw, said he didn't believe Tehran had the intentions or capabilities to attack the U.S. He said any kind of additional military activity inside the Gulf is disruptive and has a big effect on us. It could have a big effect on oil prices. We've still got troops in Afghanistan, which borders Iran, and so our preferred solution here is diplomatic.
Yeah, no, I agree with all that. And also, but the president is not just saying, well, we're going to talk nicely to them. He has put together a very aggressive set of economic sanctions to give them consequences for going down the nuclear path in a way that are starting to have an impact. And starting, I might also add, to get the type of broad international support that the Bush administration was never able to get because President Obama prioritized that support. And economic sanctions are far more effective when you have the European Union and Japan and South Korea and other countries supporting us in those economic sanctions. The pressure is very real on Iran right now to, you know, go in that different direction. I think the president, again, has led the world in the right policy.
Congressman, obviously what a lot of people are talking about are Leon Panetta's comments about the U.S. getting out of Afghanistan next year,
yeah.
Which, and now I know that some people are saying, you know, it caught people by surprise even in Congress, and maybe this is a trial balloon for a strategy shift. What was your take on all that?
it's bizarre to me that anyone could say this caught anyone by surprise. The president has said we're going to be out in 2014. We're on a ramp to reducing the size of our force there to getting to the point where we're going to be substantially, if not completely, gone in 2014. So there have to be steps along that way. And that's pretty much all Secretary Panetta laid out, is that we're going to begin, well, that we're going to continue, actually, to turn responsibility over to the Afghan security forces and the Afghan government. We've been doing this for a couple of years. Provinces, districts have been turned over to Afghan security forces and Afghan governance, and we're going to continue that process towards the goal of having us out. I mean, that's perfectly in keeping with the plan the president laid out.
I know, and I love how, you know, people say immediately, like, oh, this is all political for the president. But, you know, as you say, this is exactly what this is what he ran on. This is what he said he was going to do. The fact that huge majorities of the American people want us out of Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, I mean, obviously that's good politically. But, I mean, as you say, this is what he said he was going to do.
Yeah, and also, most importantly, it's the right policy. A permanent long-term U.S. military presence in Afghanistan is not in our best interests. So if it's not in our best interests to have a permanent long-term presence, you need to have a reasonable process for getting us out. And that's what the president has done. And look, I think on the right, and I've heard John McCain make the argument most passionately, there's this mistaken belief that a large U.S. military presence in a foreign country will somehow always be stabilizing. That's just not the case. I mean, our military is incredibly capable. They can certainly win battles. They can't make a country be stable. And their presence in some instances, and in Afghanistan is one of them, you know, they don't like to be occupied in Afghanistan. They don't like to have a foreign military presence there. If we don't have some plans to get out, that's going to undermine our ability to have any sort of stability in a very, very difficult part of the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Obviously, the other, you know, big news is the great jobs report and, you know, the economic. But, I mean, it really is. It's getting to be like a comedy routine that, you know, I believe on Fox News, the Chiron actually was the bad news about the jobs numbers. I mean,
right.
Or there's these conspiracy theories that they're cooking the books, that they're not real.
My staff, I got the email, you know, when that stuff was announced, and I emailed back and said, that's great. You know, I can't wait to see how the Republicans spin this into the worst disaster ever.
Yeah.
And we got to keep, you know, perspective here. It is always true that there are different ways to look at unemployment numbers. I mean, that's when unemployment's 4%, you could say, yeah, but there's these people up here, and that is always true. That, you know, that you can't just look at one number. But no matter which number you look at, they're getting better.
My favorite
than they were before.
My favorite from the Department of Having a Great Big Set, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Did you see that? It's the Republican governors that are responsible, not the president.
Well, one of the things we got to really drive home, and this was lost in 2010, and I know a number of people tried to point it out, but where we were in January of 2009 should not be forgotten. We were losing 750,000 jobs a month. The economy was contracting at somewhere between 6 and 9% over the course of the previous 6 months, and the stock market was at 6,300. So, you know, we've made progress. It's been tough. We got a long way to go. There have been mistakes. I'm not even going to say that I don't agree with every economic decision the president made. But we're making progress and moving in a more positive direction.
Yep.
And, you know, we should at least acknowledge that.
Well, they do address that. They just don't ever mention George W. Bush.
Right, exactly.
Representative.
Obama must have had the worst first day in office ever.
Representative.
Come in, turned on the lights, and destroyed everything.
There you go. Representative Adam Smith, thanks so much.
Thanks.